9 minutes and 58 seconds.
Is that going down? There
we go. Well, good evening, everybody. I am actually standing out in our backyard and doing something I've never done in my life. Although I was with a buddy of mine, if you follow Shawnee68 on here, you will have heard a series of boos where we had a friend of ours over, and they're still here. And we were doing a barbecue last night.
Oh, it's
getting better. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I am, for the first time, operating a charcoal grill. And
I think you got a good light on that.
I think you're right. And that was only in one place. That was a one place lighting, which I'm amazed it did as it did. I'm going to be doing two things on the grill here tonight. One being some chicken breasts. I have a grand total of three. Oh, that's smelling like a barbecue. Yeah. Three chicken breasts, pre-seasoned. And, I'm going to be doing a batch of hot dogs. So, this is going to be rather cool. Found out through, thanks to Shawnee's research about how long it takes for the coals to get hot enough for cooking.
I figured, you know, people can always, there's always a time thing, you know, and for blind people, we can't look at the color of the coals, we can't do all that, but you can do it by time, a lot of time.
Right.
Where there's a will, there is a way. We don't have a gas grill, so we have what we have, and we're going to use what we have.
I have an indoor-outdoor electric grill, and it does decent, but man, there is nothing like.
Todd, if you can do this, there is nothing you can't do.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yep. I agree. Wow. And actually, this is exciting to me.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't lie. There was a little bit of apprehension there, but I'm like, okay, you know what? I know there are blind people out there that grill all the time, and I've done, you know, the electric grill, and the gas grill. It's like operating a gas stove. So, I mean, you know.
I mean, we can try to save up and get a gas grill, you know, but this is what we've got now, so.
Yeah.
When we got to do dinner, we said we were going to cook hot dogs and chicken, so. We kind of got to do it.
We do what we got to do. So, yeah. I'm rather excited. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to check and see what this is. Okay. All right.
It's getting hot, isn't it?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
I think I'm feeling heat, too. You're going to be fine. I think the reason why the one time it went up to the trees is you left it open.
Yeah.
And it was a windy day, and we had probably even more paper in there.
Left damper wasn't as open as I wanted, so I went ahead and...
You're able to open the damper?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Without getting burned?
Uh-huh.
How's that?
Well, on the backs of these dampers is a little sheath of metal. That little sheath of metal is your handle. Memorize where those are on this unit. Oh my gosh. If you look for the wire handle.
It's getting more. Can you smell that? It's getting more.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If you look below the metal If you're looking from the back side, you have this handle that hangs down on the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
The back is towards me, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
About exactly an inch away and about, slightly above and more toward the grill itself, you'll see this little metal flange that sticks out. That's your damper. Push it toward you on this right side, and that closes it. Pull it away, it opens it. On the left side, let's see, how do I describe that? Okay. Left side, find your handle, come back and just come down maybe about an inch from that, and then start reaching toward your what your left knee would be, or you know, left side of your body, kind of, and you'll see there's the other damper. And yes, my left one's looser than my right, which I am planning on fixing that one day. But
I'm not smelling as much smoke. Uh-oh.
I have the lid open for a second. Well, crud, maybe you do have to leave. I don't know, Sean. We are rolling again. My flame earlier had died out. However, now we've got, I think, a lot better. Hey, there's a bell ringer special right there.
What was that?
I went to step over to set the lighter down, and I just happened to step over far enough, and you heard the results.
Did Todd become a ding-a-ling?
I think Todd became a ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, yes.
I think your fire is dead.
Let's see. I don't know.
Right, yep. In another place if you need to. Now would be a good time.
Oh, that was sure. Actually, what I'm going to do.
Spread the coals that are burning. What are you doing?
There we go.
Huh?
Actually, I have the lid open a bit, and that is igniting things.
What?
Yeah, I think I will.
Together. Are they really close together?
They are. That's the ironic part. That's the ironic part.
Burned up, or is it?
There's still a good amount of paper there.
Oh, I smell another.
Yeah. I'm gonna go grab me a piece of newspaper. Wow, this is taking a lot longer than what I wanted.
Wait. Just Todd?
Yeah.
Grab a newspaper and a couple of coals and
exactly.
Wrap that in there and line it at the bottom of the. Put that down there in the coal bed, light that newspaper at the bottom there, and then let it touch off everything else.